Dr. Sebi, clearing an office note on patient Jaime Chacon, J-A-I-M-E, Chacon, C-H-A-C-O-N. Date of birth is 11-11-1946. Date of service, 324-2026. Per paragraph, the patient is 79-year-old Hispanic gentleman. Referred to see me by Dr. Suarez Hugo for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine. Per paragraph, past medical history includes the following. Patient is a kidney donor to his son 30 years ago in Boston. Next, chronic kidney disease. Next, diabetes mellitus type 2 for the last 7 years on insulin. Next, hypertension for the last 2 years. Per paragraph, for past surgical history includes kidney donation. Per paragraph, allergies, non-allergic allergies. Per paragraph, social history, patient is widowed, has 3 children, no smoking, no alcohol, no drugs. He's retired. He used to work in real estate. Review of system reveals no headache, no chest pain, no shortness of breath. He does have decreased hearing. He feels tired with increased daytime sleepiness. No heartburn, no abdominal pain, no millennial, nocturia times 3 at night. He does have some straining at urination and incomplete bladder emptying and positive for dribbling and weak urinary stream. No leg swelling reported. All other systems reviewed and are negative. Immunization, he received 2 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy. Your paragraph, current medications include the following: Farxiga, gabapentin, Fresiba insulin, irbesartan, hydrochlorothiazide, nifedipine, pioglitazone, and rosuvastatin. Your paragraph. On physical examination, his vital signs, as mentioned above, the GNT, pupils round, reactive phthalate and accommodation, injective conjunctiva, nanitheric sclera, no cervical affected apathy, no carotid B bilaterally, no jugular B suspension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal edema, no lymph bilateral. Neck is shuffled, no symptoms of rigidity, heart sounds are regular rate and rhythm, no masphenous tube, no reserve, no friction pearl, lungs to adhere to auscultation, no crackles or losses heard. Abdomen is globulous, soft, no organomegaly, no guardian rebound or rigidity. Extremities, there is no edema at the lower extremity, skin, no skin has noted. Your exam is non-focal. Investigations available to me include the following. This is from 3-4-2026. Glucose 96, BUN 37, creatinine 2.08, estimated GFR 32, potassium 4.7, total CO2 20, normal AST and ALT. Your analysis shows 2 plus protein. Your paragraph. Assessment and plan. 1. Right functioning one solitary functioning kidney after kidney donation 30 years ago. Currently patient has chronic kidney disease stage 3B with proteinuria. We are going to initiate workup to quantify proteinuria and also look at the anatomy of the kidney and rule out any obstruction given his obstructive symptomatology. Next, diagnosis. BPH with lower urinary tract symptoms. We're going to do a bladder ultrasound to assess post-void residual. He may need to be started on Flomax. Next, diagnosis. Diabetes mellitus type 2. We'll check his hemoglobin A1C. Continue pioglitazone for Farxiga for now. Next, hyperlipidemia. I recommend to change rosuvastatin to a kidney-friendly statin if needed. Next, hypertension. Control on current regimen. Continue irbesartan and nifedipine with hydrochlorothiazide and reevaluate. This is going to be back in around 3 months to follow up as he's leaving tomorrow the country to go to his native country and we'll be back in 3 months. He will do the workup and see you back in follow-up. Period. I thank you, Dr. Hugo Suarez, for allowing me to participate in your patient care. When I see him back in follow-up, I will update you on his progress. Also, please add to the first medical to the assessment plan. Patient has high is at high risk for obstructive sleep apnea because of his symptomatology of increased daytime sleepiness and tiredness. We are going to assess a home sleep study when he is back from abroad. Period. And very good. Thanks. You see, Dr. Hugo Suarez.